Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Roxanne, who has a fungal rash.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hiya.
Good to see you. What would you like?
I've had it for a while, but I did get some stuff prescribed, and it hasn't took it away. It's just getting worse. I don't know if you can see it.
I can, yeah.
But it's
mostly really about the rash today.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you wanted to talk
no.
about today? Okay. And how long has it been there for now?
Since I was pregnant, 3 years ago.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I've been prescribed two or three times before, but I just gave up because it was costing us a fortune.
Oh dear. Okay. So it's mostly about the rash. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about today? All right. Any thoughts yourself as to what might be going on? It first appeared when you were pregnant, you mentioned.
Yeah. I thought it was ringworm.
Uh-huh. Have you tried any treatment for ringworm?
Yeah, I think that's what I got last time, but the doctor said that I can only use the cream for a week. I think it was, and then I wasn't allowed to use it after a week.
Ah, okay.
But it was gone.
It was helping it. Okay.
And then it just...
That's interesting. Okay.
Spread.
So it did help.
Mm-hmm.
So you've mostly got it on your left arm. You've also got it on...
It's gone on.
On both hands as well. And it's been there for 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, thanks for coming in about
that.
You think it's probably ringworm. It did start to get better with ringworm treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any other thoughts about what else might be going on?
No, I just thought it was that.
You're not thinking
I did have issues at the time with my blood.
Ah, okay. Maybe we could talk about those issues as well.
Yeah, fine.
Do you know what they were?
I had low neutrophil, I think it was.
Okay.
But I was referred to the Freeman Hospital.
Yeah.
And I was going for tests all the time. But she said she gave up in the end and said it must just be my type of blood.
So really only ever showed itself on your blood tests. You were always well throughout
all
that.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
So that was when you were pregnant. You've got a child now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just check, who's at home with you now?
My partner and three children.
So you've got three kids now. What ages are they?
8, 6 and 3.
They're all in good health. They don't have problems with their skin at all.
No, they're fine, yeah.
And your partner been together for quite some time.
10 years.
Yeah. So he's the father of all three of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you working?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. What's your job?
Just a retail assistant.
Full-time?
Part-time.
And money's okay for you?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, okay. Were there any other health concerns that maybe we should touch upon aside from this problem with your neutrophils?
No.
Sure. Okay. I'm just going to have a quick look at your medical history as well while we're at it, and just to make sure there's nothing else that we perhaps should touch upon. How's your mood been recently?
Fine, yeah.
And your appetite's all right?
Yeah, fine.
Sleeping okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you've got plenty of support locally with looking after your three young children.
All the time.
You look after them yourself. Have you got family nearby?
They live in Easton Lane.
Okay. And they pitch in?
No.
Not really, so it's down to you.
Just myself and my partner.
Partner supportive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Things are okay between you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're comfortable with him and he's comfortable
fine.
With you. Yeah, okay. Can I check about your own image of yourself? I mean, looking back in your medication history, there's times when things have been a bit difficult for you in terms of your mood. How's your mood now?
Fine, I think that was down to contraception I was on.
Okay.
Because as soon as I come off that, was...
And what contraception are you using at the moment?
None. My partner's just had a vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
Yeah.
So that should work, shouldn't it? Has he had the test to make sure
he
that vasectomy is working?
There was something there. So he's done another test and waiting for the results.
Okay, so in the meantime, what precautions are you taking?
Not doing anything.
You're just not having sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got condoms in case you need to?
Yeah.
And you're happy with the choices you made there? You're quite happy to be
fine.
Patient and he's happy with that too?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I'm going to check your weight today, if that's okay with you.
Fine.
Are you up to date with your blood pressure as well?
I think so.
Sometimes people that are prone to being a bit unhappy can sometimes not be happy with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just check how you feel about your own image, your own, the way you feel about yourself?
I'm fine.
Are you happy with your weight at the moment?
I'm on a diet. So.
You're on a diet?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that at the moment?
I just felt uncomfortable, but
okay.
I've lost a stone, so I'm fine now.
Lost a stone. So you're happier with where you're at the moment. So I'll check your weight and your height today and we'll just see where things are at with that. Mood score wise, if you're going to give me a happiness score, 10's the happiest, 0's the saddest, 0 would be so bad you'd kill yourself, where would you be on that scale?
8 or 9.
So your mood's good?
Yeah,
okay.
Fine.
Yeah. Anxiety's not a problem to you? No. Good. Can I check, do you ever feel uncomfortably full to such an extent that you ever make yourself sick?
No.
None of that? No. Okay. Never done that?
No.
Good. Okay. Any other habits I need to know about? Smoking, drinking, substances, anything like that? Fab. So I'm going to do your blood pressure and then we'll do your weight and your height, if that's okay, and then we'll have a closer look at your skin.
Yeah, that's fine.
Am I missing anything?
Hey.
Am I missing anything?
No.
Okay. Blood pressure's good. You don't find that you're lightheaded when you stand up at all?
No.
I'm going to ask you to stand on the scales and I'm looking for your weight in kilograms, so that's the red numbers, if that's okay.
57.
That's lovely. And we'll put you by the height measures, so if you wouldn't mind slipping your shoes off. As you say, you've lost a stone and you're now happy-ish with your weight. Yeah. So we've got your weight, your height at just over 5'4", that's 163 in centimetres. So your weight is now perfect, isn't it?
I lose a bit more, but yeah.
There's not much to go. I mean, I've cautioned you to go too far because your body mass index is now 21 and you're just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So losing too much more than that would not be great.
No, that's fine.
It's okay. Let's have a closer look at your skin now, if that's okay. So the lesion you've got on the back of your right hand here looks very typical. It's scaly, very typical of a fungal rash, as you say, ringworm, where you get an area where it looks okay in the middle, but around the outside of it's quite scaly. And then you've got another lesion underneath your Fitbit, which looks quite similar, obviously quite prominent on the outside of it. The middle of it seems to be not too bad. And then you've got a really much larger irregular lesion, but again there's a scaly outside to it and then some of it seems to be spared on the inside, but it's quite irregular.
It was only about the size of that on my hand,
and it's probably got bigger over a period of time. But these are the only areas that are affected on your skin. You've got no problems with your nails and no problems with your scalp and no problems with your ears or your feet or your toes.
Just me.
Okay. The lesion you've got on your left elbow there is quite large and irregular and scaly. It doesn't look sore at all. But there's a central area of sparing, and it looks quite characteristic of a fungal rash, and I think you're absolutely right that this is ringworm. And all we need to do is to choose the right sort of treatment for ringworm. So what I'm going to suggest, if that's okay with you, is I gave you a cream.
Mm-hmm.
The cream that I normally use for ringworm is a cream called Miconazole.
Mm-hmm.
But it does need to be used until the rash is gone fully, and then for an extra week beyond that. You're clearly not pregnant at the moment.
No.
Because you're taking precautions and just saying no. But it's not thought to be a particular risk to unborn children anyway. So you can use it until it's gone and then for an extra week. And it does have a bit of a tendency to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I would say is it's worthwhile me seeing you again if there's not been a substantial improvement within 4 weeks. So I'd expect a very substantial improvement within that period of time, but you then need to use it for another week. So I'm sorry you've been given false information about only being able to use it for a week. So you need to use it a little bit longer than that. So I'll give you plenty of cream for that period of time.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if you're needing any more and you're running out, then just ask for another prescription. But certainly I'll see you again if things have not improved within 4 weeks. Have you got any questions?
No.
And I'd usually just put it on once a day to the area that's affected. But if you're washing off, then you could reapply it a second time. So just to make sure that you know when to come back, if you're needing to, can you just remind me what the plan of action is?
If it hasn't gone away,
So if there's not a substantial improvement within 4 weeks, I'm going to need to see you again to make sure we've got the right diagnosis. Use it until it's gone and then for an extra week. But if it recurs, you can always use the same treatment again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.